Alaskans are no strangers to testing themselves against the cold. From frigid runs in bunny boots from a sauna to large events like the Polar Plunge, residents of the 49th state often test their bodies against major temperature swings. As it turns out, there's an elite group that takes the prize when it comes to enduring massive changes in temperature, however. Antarctica's 300 Club. Talkeetna resident Chris Perry explains how it works.
Basically, every time that it would get below minus 100, we'd fire up the sauna. So you had to get the sauna up to 200 degrees. Then you had to sit in the sauna, get good and hot, which, of course, isn't very hard in a 200-degree sauna. And then you would go out and go to the geographic pole and come back.
There's one other catch, too.
Typically doing it naked, too. Shoes are okay, because you don't want to, like, frostbite your feet.
Chris Perry recently talked to the magazine The Atlantic about the 300 Club. He says that the tradition started as early as the 1950s, when those staying in Antarctica were largely members of the military. They supposedly built a hot box in order to warm up as much as possible before making the trek to the ceremonial South Pole. As research stations with saunas were built, it allowed members of the unofficial club to reach higher and higher temperatures before trekking out into the 100 below chill. Chris Perry says that he first joined the 300 Club in the Antarctic winter of 2002. He says his motivation for wanting to subject his body to a 300-degree temperature difference was fairly simple.
There's the history. You hear about it, and when you're wintering, I mean, not every winter ever wants to do it, but there's definitely enough of us that are like, oh yeah, we got to do the 300 Club, because how many people on this planet can say they've ever done that?
That first night, Chris Perry was not content to make the trek just once, however. Since he worked in the weather station, he knew exactly what the outside temperature was, and it simply got too warm on his first two attempts. Finally, on the third attempt, Chris thinks the temperature took a dive all the way down to 101 below.
And so I went out, got back, and I ran in the office, and it was all good. But every time when I was coming in, I was looking. I mean, like, every body hair was just totally frosted over. Like, you know, think how the hoarfrost looks on the trees and all that. It's like every hair in my body was like that. And I'm like, oh, man, that is so cool. I got to get someone to take a picture of this.
So he rounded up someone from the bar and made the walk a fourth time, then posed next to a snowman. That was still not Chris Perry's last 300 Club walk of the night, however.
But then, you know, it got to be about 5 in the morning when the early risers were getting up, and some couple wanted to go out, and, temperature was good again. And I'm just one of those crazy people. I'm like, oh, I'll go do it with you.
100 degrees below zero is seriously cold. It doesn't take exposed skin long to succumb to frostbite, and the cold can literally freeze your lungs after a while. The walk totals a few hundred yards, and it's done at 9,300 feet of elevation. The time it takes to make the frosty trek varies, but it's generally just a few minutes. Even so, Chris Perry says proper technique is important to avoid injury to sensitive areas.
Some people were always in a hurry. They were trying to run the thing, which was crazy, because you would start sucking in that air, and you'd hear them for the next day or two coughing, and they'd get over it. But I just always walked fast. I didn't run. I walked where I didn't have to breathe heavy, and I'd keep one hand over my mouth and one hand over the boys, and I'd be fine.
Chris Perry says that his spot in the 300 Club is special to him. Not everyone who stays the winter at the bottom of the world is willing to undertake the challenge, and some years it simply does not get cold enough for those who do want to make the attempt. While he freely admits that it's a little crazy, he also says it's an important rite of passage for the complete Antarctic experience. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.